Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com, TourStaffordVA.com. It is the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford, our focus this morning, and Mamma Mia about to begin. It'll start January 10th, go through March 4th. Patrick Ahern, producing artistic director here, and Greg Garrett is here, and we're going to meet her in just a second. But Patrick, good to have you back this morning.
And, all I can say, Ted, is Mamma Mia, it's cold outside.
Thank you for, yes, it is. It is very. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And boy, it's when we'll before we get out of here this morning, we'll talk about what's coming up with in the calendar year for the Riverside Center. But boy, Mamma Mia is a show that a lot of us, you know the story, and you may have seen it in one form or another, but not many people can see it like we're going to be able to see it for the next few months in this area.
Well, first of all, I mean, we're really proud to be able to say that we are the first regional theater in the metropolitan region from Richmond to Baltimore to Washington, D.C. We're the first to get the rights, and the other theaters will have it, and they're doing it down the road, but Riverside is the first one to bring it to this area, so it's a regional premiere. And I mean, the show ran on Broadway for 15 plus years.
Yeah,
it's been on tour for 15 plus years. It was a feature film with Meryl Streep, and it's getting ready to have a sequel to that feature film. So it's a show that people know. It's one of those kind of cult classics, an iconic show with the great music of ABBA, and the story is charming. It's a feel good show.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times with these days that we live in, people like to be able to go to the theater, not have to think a lot, and really bounce along to the great tunes. And so I have to say that this is probably will hold the record as the largest advance sale we have had for any show in the 20-year history of Riverside Center.
Really?
Yep.
It's that popular. I knew it would be.
Well, I think together with the fact that, you know, like I said, being the first regional theater to have the show, and, you know, we've been really pumping it. And when we announced it quite some time ago, because it was a show that I had to wait a little bit to say what it was, I just think it's really created buzz. And, you know, you look at our Facebook page and everybody's talking about it and it's getting all kinds of hits. So, you know, the weather will be kind to us for the next 2 months.
Yes, it will
be.
We
will not have to cancel any performances, and we will have, I think this is going to be one super hit.
I thought it would be, because when you were making the announcement, and then when you started getting close, you'd give little hints, and play little games. And when people realized what it was, and then when you could even say it, there was always just kind of this gasp.
Yeah, yeah.
And For you up on the stage, and for the people with Riverside, you got to be excited when you hear that kind of thing.
Yes.
Of when there's so much, because when that one was mentioned, and even with some of the big ones you've done, you don't always hear that.
Yeah.
But this one, there was like,
yeah. Yeah, and we're actually it's nice to hear too when I've been talking about the final production of our season, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. That gets a lot of people.
That does too. Yes,
you know. So it's all about picking the right shows. Sometimes I've learned that there's an art to that, and it's like I was talking with Gray earlier this morning. It's creating that buzz. You want to have something that people have to get in to see because they want to be talking about it, and that's what we're trying to do at Riverside.
Well, and you heard that with the Christmas Spectacular. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of people who would go see it, or you'd see it on Facebook, people writing things.
People loved that show. I mean, you know, I've been saying, I'm here now 7 years, and when I first came down, I used to say, pitch the idea, let's do our own Christmas spectacular. And everybody was like, oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. And we finally got it done this year. And I have had more people come out of that theater saying it's one of the best things they've ever seen. And they just, I think people love Christmas at Christmas. And so we gave them that. And we'll bring it back in another 2 years. My plan is to bring it back, and we'll probably shake it up a little bit.
Sure.
Some of the great—I mean, everybody loved the wooden soldiers, the march.
Yeah.
So you know, there's certain great moments that I would keep in there, and then there's other things to explore, but it's nice to have something that you can rely on.
Yeah.
From time to time, I wouldn't do it every single year in a row, but you know, it's a nice gem to bring back.
Oh, just even the way it started, when Alan came out as the host and he's in this red suit, and it was perfect.
Yeah,
it just was perfect. Part of that show was Gray Garrett, and Gray, you did a Judy Garland song. I got goosebumps. I was not prepared for you to sound so much like Judy Garland.
Well, thank you. I guess that's part of the appeal, hopefully.
To be able to pull something like that off, I mean, you obviously watched her. I mean, just even your motion, just the way your movements were so much like her.
Oh, well, thank you. I've played her a number of times. But for the Christmas show, I actually, because of the Mimi King character that I was playing, I held it back a little bit so that I didn't go full on Judy.
Okay.
But I thought it was enough to certainly resonate.
I just, and like I said, when you did the song, I just wasn't expecting, and all of a sudden you got going, and it was just like Judy Garland was in Stafford County.
Well, when I played her, I have always just kind of had in the back pocket that I remember one Christmas when I was in high school listening to Christmas songs with my mom and decorating the tree, and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas came on. And at the time, I certainly wasn't an aficionado, but I thought to myself, whoever this is sounds a lot like me.
Yeah.
And now, of course, looking back, I think that was, I had no idea. And as I got older, I kind of explored how I could affect my voice that way. And then when I got the opportunity to play her as a character, then I did sit, and I would just sit and watch her for like 2 hours a day. And
yeah.
Just to before the performances would start.
Wow, that's interesting. just the work and the study that goes into
favorite.
For your profession.
Yeah, I love it. I love it so much. And you really, when you spend that kind of time, I guess, with anybody, but so interesting to spend that kind of time with somebody who's no longer with us and just feel like you have a very deep understanding of them. Yeah. I've loved my journey with her.
Well, with the long hair and her, you sort of look like her.
Oh, thanks.
Patrick, how did you find Gray?
I've heard so much about, you know, Gray from because she's based in the Richmond area. She spent quite a bit of time in New York as well. And you know, everybody would talk about how wonderful she was to work with, and then I actually got to see her perform. I reached out to her when we did our Rodgers and Hammerstein show, Some Enchanted Evening.
Yeah.
And because I was looking for one more woman to join the other three. And unfortunately, she wasn't available, but we started talking, and then I had seen a clip of her. I think it was Over the Rainbow that you did at Swift Creek Mill.
Yeah.
And I was pretty blown away, and I said to her, well, all right, we won't do this show together, but I'll tell you what, I'm doing this Christmas show, and I think it would be amazing to have Judy Garland, you know, singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Yeah.
And then it evolved into having her do, you know, finding the right moment to do Over the Rainbow, and it worked out beautifully with her suggestion. You know, we dressed her up as Judy as the hobo, and it bounced it off of the kids, and it just was magical, because we got to create that moment. Judy sat on the edge of the stage at Carnegie Hall, or was it in the film of Stars Born? She did the same thing with
not with Over the Rainbow. She did sit like on kind of the stage during like the Born in a Trunk.
Born in a Trunk, yeah.
Yeah.
But so it that's how it all began, and now she's coming back. I got her in back-to-back shows. She's doing Tanya in Mamma Mia. So, yeah.
Which is super fun.
Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back. Patrick Ahern here. Greg Garrett here. We're talking about Mamma Mia at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, January 10th through March 4th. RiversideDT.com, 370-4300. We'll get into how to get tickets and how soon you should get tickets when we come back this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Mamma Mia coming to the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford, January 10th through March the 4th. Patrick Ahern and Greg Garrett here. Greg is, you're Tanya in the show?
Yes.
So tell me about what we a couple weeks ago met Donna in the show.
Yes.
And so you're Tanya.
I am. She is the most fun. She is just absolutely a fabulous woman with this happy-go-lucky spirit who is so delighted to be with her friends after an 8-year hiatus where she's had multiple marriages and adventures abroad and is now coming to see her friends in this they were all in a band together way back when.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that they had tons of good times.
so you have kind of a carefree, fun character.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that she's, you know, the most fun. Yeah, she is seems like a lover of life, a forever young spirit. There to let the good times roll. Yeah, she's wonderful.
I have yet to see Mamma Mia, but I'm looking forward to it just because of the music, because of the ABBA music.
Absolutely. There's our first night of rehearsal when I sang Dancing Queen, I was like, oh man, this is not going to get old. I think I still remember the first time I ever heard Dancing Queen and like exactly where I was.
Yeah.
And it's electric music and people love it and it has such a following for a reason. It makes you feel great.
Back in the day, I had albums. I had some of their albums and I had cassettes of theirs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back in the 80s. I mean, it was just, that was good stuff.
Yeah. Much fun. Makes you want to get up and dance.
Well, and I'm sure for those of you on the stage and in doing that stuff, is that those songs has to be really fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a joy. It's funny, when I did live in New York for within my first 3 or 4 years of living there, I worked at Ellen Stardust Diner at 51st and Broadway, right beside the Winter Garden Theater where Mamma Mia was.
Okay.
And so we all sang tons of songs from ABBA. And it's so funny to me that this is where I am now and then I get to go back and kind of relive some of these memories that I have from being right beside that theater.
Patrick, for you to have, for the audiences, I guess that's what really draws them in to this. I mean, it's a fun,
yeah,
like you say, it's a fun show, but boy, the music,
yeah,
so many of us remember that music.
And you know, we've in this kind of January to March slot, which is typically a downer time in the theater, especially in New York, and you want to choose something that is going to be up and fun because that will make people, you know, put the blankets aside and get away from their TVs and come out and have some fun. And so we've been doing since 2015, when we first did the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, boy, I mean, that was the biggest turnout we'd ever had in that time slot. And then I've repeated doing something in this slot that is fun and exciting. The following year, we did the Buddy Holly story, which was a huge hit.
Yeah.
Last year, we had Million Dollar Quartet. So I wanted to keep it in that sort of vein with something that would be fun and exciting and people could get up and dance and move and shake, and so they'll be doing it once again with Mamma Mia. At the end, it's like an all-out rock concert. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's Well, that was like a Million Dollar Quartet. The end of that was just phenomenal.
With
and Buddy Holly too.
Buddy Holly, So, Mamma Mia has its own version of what those shows did at the end as well. So it'll be, we'll hopefully have everybody up on their feet at Riverside once again.
So, I called you Tanya. Great for you at the end, the way, having a, almost a rock concert. That's got to be fun.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. It's exhilarating. And I'm really looking forward to it because for winter, you think everything's down, everything's wrapped up. And this really kind of gets your blood pumping and your heart moving and makes your spirit feel alive. So I'm loving it.
And to look out at the audience and see them connecting to the music and the story too.
Absolutely, I really look forward to it.
It was last year with Million Dollar Quartet. Sitting next to me at a table was a Spotsylvania supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
He stood up and started dancing, and I just thought I wish I could get my iPhone out and just take some pictures of this.
Yeah, no, we had a lot of that. A lot of people that I was. It was interesting. I would never think they had it in them, and they would be up there jiving. And it was terrific to see the older people just, having a good time and trying to get a little shake, rattle, and roll in there. It was, to me, it makes me feel good because, I have a job that can make people enjoy themselves and take themselves away from the daily grind and all the stuff that we see that goes on in the world. I can look out over an audience and see all that fun and say, wow, it's something special. Yeah.
Well, it was a Buddy Holly where you had the dance stage.
Yes. Yeah. We had the dance floor.
The dance floor. And I know the night I was there, no one danced. But you told me the night before I was there that it was packed.
Yeah, from time to time you'd get people running down from the they'd be sitting up on the tiers and they'd run down to that dance floor, and it was great. Yeah.
Well, and just to be able, just to be able, like Patrick said, to take people out of their world for a couple of hours.
Absolutely, and this show has so much, more than just the great music. Just such a great message for women, for just for branching out, for a new perspective. I really hope people come and check it out because it is an invigorating show, and I think it's just going through it. I'm really proud to be part of the message that it brings.
And two shows in a row now at Riverside. So the Christmas Spectacular, that was your first time
at Riverside?
My first show at Riverside,
and I loved it. Yeah, it was wonderful.
Well, for somebody like you who comes from the Richmond area, have you done shows in the Richmond area at one particular place or all over
I'm
the
very
place?
Lucky, very, very lucky in Richmond and happy to be getting to come up here to Fredericksburg now. I didn't see it coming. When I moved back from New York, I actually had a health scare, and everything, of course, is fine, and it worked out wonderfully.
Good.
And just very out of the blue, after I had thought, oh, my time in this career is done, things started coming my way, and next thing you know, I just woke up and was like, wow, I'm working all the time. So it's been a wonderful thing.
Well, so and Patrick, you've raided the Richmond Theater again, and mm-hmm. bringing someone else up here?
It's important to utilize the talent from your region, I mean, we do bring in people occasionally from time to time from New York or, I know I bring in Sally Struthers or Joyce DeWitt, mm-hmm. but there's so much talent right around here. And I, as an artistic director, I get out there and try to see, or if I don't get to see every show, my ear is to the ground, and I watch a lot. I do my research, and I've been very fortunate. We've had some really, really talented people from Richmond, and I will continue to use them. We just had Joe Insko, who had done On Golden Pond for us, and many, many people. I use the director, Patty DeBeck, who was in New York for many years, but she's in Richmond. There's incredible talent there, and I'm going to continue to use it. I mean, it's you know, it's an hour away. It's not that far, and it makes me look good when I have good people on my stage. So,
well, and the other thing is, people that know in the Richmond area who have followed Gray and know the name are.
Absolutely.
Apt to come up here and watch shows.
You know, one of the things that people continually say, you know, as I stand and meet and greet at the end of the shows, mm-hmm. I try to do that all the time because I think it's important to thank your audience for their support. And it seems like more and more now over the last 2 or 3 years, people will come out after a particular show and say, this is the best one yet. And it may or may not be, but if it's that person's perspective at the time, I think that is great that each performance they come out and say, you've done it again. And usually at least 60% of the people will say to me somewhere in the context of the discussion, where do you find such great talent? And it's so nice to know that it does make a difference with an audience. And, you know, people are not stupid. Sometimes you get a better gauge of the talent on your stage from people in the regions than you do on a Broadway stage. And I listen. I really do. I listen to my audiences. That's what's, you know, we've gone from having tipping 40,000 people a year in at Riverside to now 70,000 people a year.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to continually listen to your audience and give them, you know, what they want to see, and then you kind of gauge yourself and try something new, and there's a science to all of that. So
yeah, when we come back, we're going to talk about what's coming up. We're going to talk about getting tickets and talking more about Mamma Mia at Riverside, January 10th through March 4th. RiversideDT.com, 370-4300. Patrick Ahern and Greg Garrett here. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA Town Talk, powered by Stafford Tourism this morning. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. It's 8:30 on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Riverside Center for the Performing Arts this morning. Patrick Ahern is here, the producing artistic director. Greg Garrett is here. She is in Mamma Mia, January 10th through March 4th. She is Tanya. And Patrick, you mentioned that the advanced sales for this are at such a point that if you're thinking about coming and you know, get your tickets, we always say it, but it's getting to the point where for the Christmas show, I came on a Thursday night and it was just packed.
Well, the Christmas show had it's probably the largest weekly average attendance of any show that we've done at the holiday season, and usually the holiday season is one of the biggest, you know, times of the year.
And you added a show for that.
We added, we had six shows. We had an additional Friday matinee with the group sales demand and the general public demand. Yeah, it was big. I mean, we averaged well over 350 people per performance, which is really tremendous. So. Mamma Mia, like I said, it is probably the largest advance sale of any show. I mean, when we did Les Mis, that was quite sizable as well. But it's an 8-week run, and I think what people think is we've got a lot of time. It's 2 months, but if you want the seats that you like. We are now online sales are available, so people have that convenience of just going on and buying their tickets. Things fill up quickly.
Yeah.
And a lot of people like to come on a Saturday night or a Sunday matinee. Generally, those Wednesdays, those Sundays, those Saturday evenings, they fill up quickly. And you know, and then the Thursday and Friday nights are starting, you know, people are finding out that, well, if we want good seats, we're going to have to go into those nights. So everything spreads out now. When you're doing such a popular show, you have to do your due diligence to get your tickets early.
Well, and like you say, I hadn't thought of it. Now that you can do it online, it is easier.
Yeah.
And you don't have to you don't have to nope. take some time off at maybe at lunchtime at work to call in or, yep. or however it goes. You can do it anytime.
Yeah, anytime. And and if you need help, the box office is always available to assist you.
Yeah. Easy. And when you do call, it's a pretty fast process.
Oh yeah.
And so don't wait. RiversideDT.com, 370-4300. And one more show in this particular season.
Riverside. After Mamma Mia finishes on March the 14th, we will open The Hunchback of Notre Dame, which is a brand new production Music Theater International and the Disney Organization license, and the music is probably some of the best music ever written. I would have to say Alan Menken, who wrote Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin and Newsies and many, many more. Little Shop of Horrors has done a fine job with Stephen Schwartz, who wrote Wicked, and of course he's known for Godspell and Pippin and all those great shows. But there's at least five tunes in that show that you will stick with you. We are going to have a cast of 18 and a choir of 20. It will be a community choir. We're partnering with the Stafford Choral Society. So they will be on stage for the entire production. The choir will sing. It's almost like liturgical music that you would hear in the cathedrals. And it will be unlike anything that people have seen at Riverside. It'll be another groundbreaker. And, I've been telling our audiences, this is a show for fans of the Phantom of the Opera or the Les Mis's, or it's just glorious and grand and very moving. I mean,
the
touching
terrific.
Story of Quasimodo the bell ringer and Esmeralda the gypsy, and it's rich. Yeah, it's going to be something else. So they get them all in to get up on their feet and dance and have a good time for Mamma Mia, and then we'll let them have a good cry.
Yeah.
Just before we right during the Lenten season, they can I think Hunchback will be tremendous. Everybody that has done it thus far, it's only been released to few regional theaters across the country. I saw a production of it in October at the Great Lakes Theater in Cleveland, Ohio, and the audience, they were leapt to their feet at the end of the show. It's just, So I hope once again we will have everybody on their feet and everybody will be talking about The Hunchback at Riverside.
Before Les Mis, you told me that there would be scenes in Les Mis that I'd always remember, and I do. Some of those fight scenes, and just they were just big.
Yeah.
And so it's just with The Hunchback and the cathedral and everything. Yeah. I'm guessing that you're going to create again a kind of a big scene there.
It's a big, yeah. It will be, yes, glorious. The huge rose window of the cathedral will sit on stage with everything around it, and trap doors and the whole works. And we I told you that Thomas Adrian Simpson, who is a Stafford County native but has become one of the finest actors in Washington, D.C., having worked at Ford's and Arena Stage and Signature Theater, will be coming back. This will be his fourth show with us at Riverside.
It was last Christmas. Didn't he do something?
He did. The last thing he did was Henry Higgins in My Fair Lady.
That's right.
He was just tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
He played Javert in Les Mis, and he did Franklin Hart in 9 to 5. So he will be coming back to play Dom Claude Frollo. And the gentleman from New York by the name of Justin Luciano has an amazing voice, and he will be playing Quasimodo the bell ringer, and the rest of the cast is just going to be terrific. Yeah, it's one of those Les Mis kind of shows where your ensemble plays multiple characters, and it's not like a chorus. The ensemble on that stage is like the sixth principal part in the show, and they have to create everything that goes on through the 2-hour production. So it will be quite exciting.
For Les Mis, you did T-shirts. I remember I liked it. I liked that.
You liked the t-shirts.
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
Well, maybe we'll do consider doing Hunchback t-shirts.
You just felt like you were there, and it was really an event, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, that's what we're hoping. You know, I'm sure it will happen with Mamma Mia, with Hunchback. I remember when we did Les Mis, the community got so behind that show.
Yeah.
People would come back multiple times and they'd bring, oh, we have our relatives are visiting from Kansas City, or we have people in from, we wanted to show off the theater. And
didn't you have somebody come like 7 times or something? I remember it was just a huge number.
Well, the
times.
Greatest honor was there was a group that flew in from Toronto. They chartered a plane. I can't even remember where they landed, but a group of 40 people who are, you know, Les Mis junkies, they see it wherever, and they got wind of how good the production was, and they came in to see the show, and it was, no greater honor to, and for me, having, you know, been in the original production on Broadway, when I did it at Riverside, it had to be spectacular. It had to be wonderful. There was no way I could do it any less. And, you know, having had permission to do the original staging with the turntable, because they don't allow that anymore, we were very fortunate. That was a very historic, special moment at Riverside. And we'll do it again.
Good.
Not Les Mis. I'm talking about we'll create another historic moment.
Oh, I was hoping.
We may do Les Mis again, but not in the near future.
I don't know how. I know how it came up, because years ago, when you and I first were acquainted with each other, and before you came down here, we would talk about some of these shows by phone,
mm-hmm.
and so just trying to learn a little bit more about you.
Yeah.
Because somebody had said he's really famous, so I googled you.
Yeah.
I googled you,
yeah.
And it came up to on eBay. It was a poster.
Yeah,
from
Les Mis.
From New York.
Yeah,
and I should have gotten it. I should have gotten it and had you sign it. But that was how. And I thought, wow, he's on eBay.
Yeah.
You know, that's really something.
No,
but yeah, no,
I have always, I mean, being famous or anything like that, I'm lucky. You know, I was very fortunate to be a part of history with that show. I mean, you know, you always dream about being on Broadway, and then to be able to be an original cast of such an iconic show.
Yeah.
So I consider myself fortunate. And now I'm able to share a lot of those great things that, you know, I learned over the years. Here
it is, and that's
the people that I work with.
Well, I was going to say, I always, you know, with what you've been able to provide this community. The other thing is, and we need to do a show on it this year, is just the sets that you have
mm-hmm.
at Riverside, show after show.
Yeah,
they're just and lately I've done some videos with you guys after the show.
Yeah,
and to be up on the stage and to look around and to see how solid everything is and just how realistic it all is.
The shows make an impression because it's the sum of all the parts. All the elements have to work together. You've got to have a great cast. You've got to have great lights. You've got to have a beautiful set. And you got to have beautiful costumes. And, you know, it's important to stay within your means, but create the best you can with your means, and I think we're doing that at Riverside. The set for Mamma Mia is going up these last couple of days. It's going to be one of the finer sets we've had. It looks spectacular, and likewise, the Hunchback set will be glorious as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the total experience, and that's what keeps the people coming back. You know, when people come in and go, "Wow," you know, we wouldn't expect this here in Fredericksburg, and I always say, "Why not?" You know, where do you think you are? You're, as I say at the theater now, the most heavily trafficked corridor in the United States, you know?
Yeah.
So you have to be the best you can be.
Right. You're between Washington and mm-hmm. Richmond and, And Greg, as for you, I mean, just little things like that, a set that's top notch.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. Of course, as an actor, you want to think, you know, I mean, my job is to do the best job that I can do under any circumstances, and that's just the job that you always have. But certainly it's a luxury to be spoiled, you know, when you do get that beautiful set or you see that beautiful costume. Costumes are one of my favorite parts. I always think, I always go back to this quote I heard from Audrey Hepburn when she did Roman Holiday. She said, you know, I didn't feel like a princess until I put the crown on. And then I thought, oh, I can do this. So, I mean, costumes are huge. Huge thing. Yeah. We have some really amazing ones, like off the wall, amazing, awesome costumes for this show.
Well, you did for the Christmas show. You did too.
Beautiful gowns.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I felt just like a princess. I felt like my own princess in the Christmas show. Those gowns were just beautiful.
They were, in some ways, how, I mean, you were in so many costumes. I mean, it's got to be just.
We did have some very quick changes, but we actually, I think there's so much that goes on behind the scenes of theater to make it work, and we have the dressers backstage to thank for that.
Okay.
So, yeah, thank you, Nikki, Ariel, Emma, and Alyssa, who helped us get in and out of those costumes, like, incredibly quickly. I know from going at the beginning of Act 2, I'd come out and I do a couple of numbers,
yeah.
And then I had a very quick change to go into the Judy Garland costume, and what goes into those things is very interesting, because in order to make that change happen, I mean, full wig change, you know, going from a dress in that had like a, you know, a petticoat underneath into a pantsuit with a suit, you know, we had to rig it so that the sleeves are already in the jacket. This is set up. The wig is here.
Yeah.
Like, there's a whole system. You know, she's doing the vest while I'm zipping the pants, so that it's all just coalescing very quickly to get back out there to make that cue.
Yeah, no, there were several times because I thought, how did that happen?
Yeah.
How were they? Because it didn't look like you had something on before. You know,
yeah.
You're like wearing things in layers, and yeah, just a lot of those little things. RiversideDT.com, 370-4300. It is Mamma Mia, January 10th through March 4th. We'll wrap it up with Patrick Ahern and Greg Garrett when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Patrick Ahern here. Greg Garrett is here. It is a Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford. Our focus this morning and Mamma Mia, January 10th through March the 4th. I never ask you, Greg, because I usually do when Patrick brings people in, just parts of this show or a song or what, you know, just what you really connect with.
Oh, gosh. Well, as I said, the first time I sang Dancing Queen,
yeah.
I thought, this is not going to get old to me. I'm going to love doing this every single night. Personally for me, dancing in any, you know, at a party or whatnot is one of my favorite pastimes, or being that really loud dancer at a wedding. So I personally connect to it. I also get to sing the song called Does Your Mother Know? And it's too much fun. It's, we'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
It's just too much fun. it's oddly enough, it's the only song by ABBA that's sung by the male member.
Yeah.
It's the only one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it's a really fun song, and the context that they use it in the show, with kind of a, you know, an older woman and a younger man, is pretty fun.
Yeah. One of the things I should mention, Ted, is Mamma Mia is in the great hands and guidance of Penny Ann Moss, who you've met before. She's been in the studio.
Yeah, she was just here a few months ago.
Yeah, she was with me. She's been with me since 2012 doing cabaret, and she's directing and choreographing the show, and she does a fine job along with Carson Eubank, who is our music director. And the whole production staff, we got a great stage manager in Britton Benedict, and you know, but sometimes those behind the scenes people get, not that they're forgotten, but they're taken for granted, or well, that just happens, and
right.
The people that are on the stage, you know, they get all the immediate attention, but Penny is just a dear friend, and we've met each other through the business, and we knew of each other in New York. She was an actor in New York for many years as well. But when she comes to town and takes on a project for me, I can relax and know that the show is in good hands. And that's really, you know, I'm very lucky to have several directors that I bring in that do that for me. And, you know, that keeps all the wheels moving well at Riverside. So,
well, there are so many parts. I mean, great, when you described how, you know, just costume changes.
Yeah.
So many things, whether it's backstage or with the sound or the lighting, and there are just so many hands involved in everything.
Absolutely. And with how many factors go into making a great production, you do definitely want to feel like you're comfortable and secure in, you know, these strong arms that will hold you. And I feel like with Penny as the director, it's just, she's so specific. She knows exactly what she wants. She knows exactly what, you know, she wants something to be and what it's going for and elements that need to be in each number or each scene. And I've known her work from just watching her productions that I've seen in Richmond. And I actually saw Cabaret when she did it at Riverside as well. And I've been a huge fan of hers. And this is my first time getting to work with her. And she's just been, you know, such a joy to work with and inspirational. So
this close to the opening of the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess the practices and everything, you're getting close and everything's got to start clicking.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that it definitely is. What's amazing to me in theater is how much, I mean, from week to week, I mean, it's like a puppy. I mean, or even like a calf or something. It like, you know, triples, quadruples in size. It grows so fast. And I think we're in such an amazing place right now to still be 1 week away from opening that I'm really excited about the fireworks that are going to happen on stage when we get an audience next Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, Patrick, you mentioned it coming in, but with the sequel in July, that'll be interesting because sometimes sequels work and sometimes they don't.
What I've heard, just the stuff I've read and listened to, that they're saying that the sequel is going to be better than the original film. We'll have to see. But, you know, timing is everything, too. And I knew that there was going to be this movie happening. And so I thought, you know, trying to get the show and not only to be the first in the area to have the rights, but also this, you know, the commercials are starting to pop out now for the movie. So that puts it more in people. You know, I've got free advertisement on TV. You know what I mean? That people go, oh, Mamma Mia. And then they look in paper or they go online and they see we're doing it at Riverside. It's a little spill off.
Every little bit helps.
Absolutely.
And like we said, don't wait. Get in line and get your tickets right
well,
now.
And it's going to be a show that people are going to want to see more than once, I think. You know, if people have a really great time, they're going to want to bring people back to see it again. And I think, too, when you have something that's really good and you really love it when you see it yourself, you want to come back and experience it with other people who you know are going to, you know, because that's part of the fun of it, you know, building something up and saying, God, I got to show you this. And then seeing the other people enjoy it as well. So I think it will be a repeat business show. So don't delay. Get your tickets now.
RiversideDT.com or 370-4300. And you're right. On several recent shows, I've seen it. And for days afterwards, you're excited about it. And you just think, Who could I invite?
Who can I invite to come and see it? So yeah, no, get it out of the way. Just get your January, February calendars out and think about Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
what a great show to bring, you know, loved ones or have a date night for that period of time. And I just think it's going to be a show that's going to make you forget about the winter. You know, you're going to come. It's set in the Greek islands. You know. Come have a little bit of summer in the winter at Riverside.
Great. Will you commute back and forth to Richmond, or do you stay up here?
I'm staying in Fredericksburg, and just absolutely loving it. I'm at the Comfort Inn Suites, and they've been just amazing to me. Everyone there is incredibly friendly. Breakfast is delicious. Beds are so comfortable, so it's been wonderful.
So yes, I mean you may get to like Fredericksburg a little bit more.
And actually, Greg brings up something important to acknowledge. But we have a very nice relationship with the Comfort Inn Suites on Route 17. They've been very kind to accommodate us for housing our actors. So and as a lot of the local hotels, we have partnered with Hampton Inn and Lavender Heights Bed and Breakfast and the Homewood Suites out in you know, we used to be with the Best Western. All of them have been very, very kind and supportive of yep. Riverside. And the community support is just, it's enormous.
Mamma Mia, January 10th through March 4th. Thank you, Patrick Ahern and Greg Garrett. Look forward to the show.
Thanks, Ted.
Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. Thanks for information on events and activities, tourstaffordva.com.
The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.